We're here at the Commodity Classic, and with me is the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Martin Barbary of Illinois. And Martin, what do you think about the Classic this year?
It's bigger and better. It's just a fabulous event for growers and for everybody here. It's just wonderful.
And record-setting all over the place, right?
Well, everywhere. You know, numbers are just up. Our show's just been growing so much the last several years, and now it just seems like it's just really growing exponentially.
Well, the great thing about this year is we don't have to talk about the Farm Bill. Well, at least not in having it waiting for it to get done. Now we're talking about getting it implemented, right?
Well, that's the done part. The done part is when it's implemented and growers are signing up. Mm-hmm. We don't know when that's going to be. Obviously, the USDA is working as fast as they can. They've got a few programs they're working on up front to try to get certain things in place. And I think we'll see by summertime, I think we'll be signing up for the Farm Bill.
Well, one of the things that we talked about here is a couple of new initiatives mm-hmm. that you've got going here, mm-hmm. one involving soil and one involving GMOs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food is a coalition with us. We're putting together with the Grocery Manufacturers Association and about 25 other groups that are involved in that coalition. You know, we're just getting started, kind of getting it, but the focus is going to be on a federal regulation, federal law that gives us a framework for voluntary labeling of foods and beverages made with genetically modified ingredients. You know, if we keep having these attempts at state regulations, state laws for labeling, and not only many of those are trying to be mandatory, and we think that's the wrong approach, we think it needs to be voluntary. It's not a food safety issue, ever has been. We understand that totally and firmly believe that. I wouldn't be using those on my farm if I didn't firmly believe that. I have my granddaughters are right there. So, you know, my granddaughter's riding in a combine. I'm not going to have that. That's just not a USDA and FDA have done a tremendous job in studying these products. They're the most studied foods we've ever had on the face of the earth. So that's not even an issue. Mm-hmm. But if we have a patchwork of regulations for different producers, different food manufacturers, beverage producers, if they have to work under a whole different patchwork, it just won't work, number one. Number two, the cost to the consumer. We've seen studies up to $400 per year to a consumer. That's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the cheapest food in the world, but we can sure mess around and add to the cost of it.
Now, the Soil Initiative, tell me about that.
The Soil Health Partnership is a coalition between us and funded mainly by Monsanto and the Walton Family Foundation. It's going to be a group of scientists from universities, from government as well. They're going to we're trying to put together a coalition that shows what practices really improve soil health. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about sustainability, but without improving soil health, we can't be profitable. If we're not profitable, we're not sustainable. I mean, it's just that simple. We have to be profitable to be sustainable, and then that allows us to do the practices that bring us, you know, better soil health, better efficiencies in the products we use and produce. We hope that this is a coalition designed to figure out which of those practices work and which don't.
Okay, we've got a limited time. One of the thing I want to hit on with you is WERDA. Last year we made some progress with in Congress, and all of a sudden it's like, it stopped again, huh?
That's you know, Cindy. We thought we would get the WERDA bill out of conference and passed before we got the Farm Bill passed. Mm-hmm. If you'd asked me that 2 months ago, it wouldn't have been any question about it. Not so. We got the Farm Bill passed. We're working on implementation there. But WERDA is a huge issue for us. We've been fighting this issue for 20 some years, trying to get these locks and dams upgraded. We're just not getting along very fast. Until we get the bill passed, get authorization again. We got it authorized, and you know, we got a lot authorized in 2007. No appropriations to make it happen. I mean, it's the government and our American public is going to have to spend some money to build up these locks and dams. But with that, the industry, the barge industry, the shippers that are using the barge industry are proposing to pay part of that through an increased barge fuel tax that no one in Congress seems to think we don't need another tax. Well, yeah, it's collected like a tax because it's based on barge fuel usage, but it's a fee, a user fee.
So kind of like a checkoff.
It's kind of like a checkoff, exactly, to get these things, help build these locks and dams. We're just frustrated with that process right now, and hopefully we can get some movement going on. We're hearing some things happen that maybe there's some things here just in the last few days that maybe things will start moving in the right direction.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, Martin. Great to see you here at the Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
All right.
All right, take care.